So as Phumza mentioned, South Africa is another country whose leader might be looking over his shoulder now. The president there is Jacob Zuma, and one reason he's under especially intense pressure at the moment is a new book called The President's Keepers. It's by investigative journalist Jack Pau, and in South Africa it's become a bestseller almost overnight. The book has been described as dynamite that will shake the foundations of the halls of power in South Africa, and apparently it already has. The country's state security agency tried to have the book recalled, but instead sales spiked, and bootleg PDFs of the book began to circulate online. Kim Clute is a journalist based in Cape Town, so we know President Zuma has been implicated in several corruption scandals in the past, so the revelations here aren't exactly a new thing. What are the key points in Pau's new book that have turned this thing into a runaway bestseller?
Yes, well, there's certainly been explosive allegations, as you've said. First of all, I think that Jacob Zuma didn't pay tax for the first years of his presidency. He was incredibly reckless with money, and he was always bailed out. But not only didn't he pay tax, but he was completely protected by the coterie of people in various institutions, and particularly at the South African Revenue Services. And if anybody questioned any bribery or corruption, they were dismissed, they were taken to court, and there are all sorts of allegations about this in the book. And also, he's been tied to a sort of range of smugglers and gangsters in illicit business dealings, and sort of very importantly, cigarette smuggling too. So he's benefited from illicit proceeds, and he received a salary of about $80,000 a month from one of the benefactors. And then also, there have been fresh allegations about his connections with a powerful Gupta family who've got an iron grip on the government.
So are all of these new allegations, or all of these revelations that nobody had ever heard?
Well, that's been brewing for some time. And, you know, Pravin Gordhan, who was the finance minister, was removed from his post. There's been people who've been at the head of the South African Revenue Services who've been shoved aside. So they've been sort of undercurrents, but this is sort of the first time that they've been documented in such detail and exposed in this way.
As I said, the State Security Agency, or the SSA, tried unsuccessfully to have his book pulled from circulation, but now they've accused Pau of criminal activity. What are the charges?
They've accused him of violating the Intelligence Services Act, that he's actually looked into state secrets. But he says there is no way that he can be accused of that, and that it's completely in the interests of all South Africans to hear this. The publishers are saying they're absolutely going ahead. They're certainly not withdrawing the book from any shelves, and that he's prepared to speak in court. You know, he's got no problem about that. He's not fazed at all. And in fact, he says that he could reveal so much more. This is sort of almost the tip of the iceberg.
Tell us a bit about Jacques Pau. What's his reputation in South Africa?
He's got an excellent reputation, going back many years. So he was very active during the apartheid era. He exposed terror, torture, and death squads by apartheid agents. And he sort of had his life at risk with that. He's also been in Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo, exposing corruption and violence there. And so he's got a very, very good track record. In the last few years, he's been working on books, burrowing away, digging out every single detail. And he got very, very high profile interviews as well.
I mean, it just sounds like any attempts to ban his book have only made people more intent on reading it. What has been reaction from the public and from politicians?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The reaction has been overwhelming. As far as politicians go, you know, they've asked for Zuma to resign. They're trying to find ways to fire him, for him to be removed. They've called for a national debate in parliament. And also so much hinges on the ANC national conference at the end of the year. So people are perhaps waiting for December to see what will happen there. But they are really hoping that he will be removed from power then. And then also just the public, while the books have just flown off the shelves, there have been so many orders. And I think it's sort of brought this whole momentum that's been brewing over the last few years. All of these allegations that have been coming, complemented by protest marches throughout the country. And now these recent allegations are just sort of explosive. They're just hot as anything.
I mean, Zuma has survived 8 votes of no confidence in parliament in South Africa. What is your take? Do you think this book will be the turning point for Zuma?
Well, I think it's definitely going to be the turning points in the long run. I think Zuma is going to crumble on this, but it just depends when. I don't know if it'll be December, if indeed there is a conference of the ANC, or whether he manages to push that off the agenda. There's still a very strong kind of powerful thing around him to try and protect Jacob Zuma, but he's certainly losing followers by the day. I think his time is running out.
Journalist Kim Clutie in Cape Town, South Africa, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Marco.